this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff files, including all information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete that sign-up sheet at the front of the room. Please present that completed sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions will be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to the audience. The public hearings for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Okay, has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes from the last meeting? I would entertain a motion whether or not to accept them as written.
Move to approve as presented.
Second.
Have a motion and second to approve the minutes. All in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
George, I would move to limit each speaker's remarks to 3 minutes, excluding the applicant, please.
Have a motion. Anybody want to second that?
I'll second that.
Motion and a second to limit public input to 3 minutes per. Any discussion? Mm-hmm. All in favor, say aye. Raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Okay, we got a public hearing and final vote on 2025-014, rezone.
Case number 2025-014-RZ, it's a rezone. The owner is Jeff Miles. Property is Willie Oaks Road, Forsyth, Missouri. Request, Jeff Miles is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request of 15 parcels. I'll let you read all those parcels at the closing. Located on Willie Oaks Drive, the existing properties are R1 single family residential. The rezoning request is for NR1 single family nightly rental. The utilities is private well for these parcels, and the Taney County Regional Sewer District is the wastewater treatment. Let me give you an idea of what's going on here. So we kind of group these into two groups. We're going down Y Highway. We're right down here at the end towards Edgewater Beach. So this is how I'm kind of grouping them. These six structures right here are in a little development already, pre-existing, older, that I think the applicant has remodeled. And then the other parcels are up here along these roads. You got Miller Road. It kind of circles around and comes back out right here. A little closer, and I can get you guys a Google if you'd like to see a street view of this, but this has been rented out on a monthly basis for as long as I could go back and Google and see, but he's seeking to get nightly rental on it. And then in these structures in here, he's done some updating and some improvements. I think he's got a structure built on this pad here now. So everything around it is R1. You got a little bit of C2 across the street and below it towards the lake. Once again, these are the parcels up here, and you can see Miller Road comes through here. It's looks like it might need to be vacated or something done here. We got structures in the middle of the roadway, but anyway, it comes back around and back out to Willie Oaks here. And then on Rogers Road, you got access also to the backside of these properties. And then down here on Cook Road and Rogers Road, but the entrance to this six structures right here is actually right off Willie Oaks. You drive in this way right here. So there's a picture I got out on the property. You can see it says Village Rentals. This was, I'm not sure, I think it was a few years ago this picture was taken. And with that, I'll turn it over to you to have the applicant come up and speak.
Okay. Jeff, you want to come up?
Yes. Glad to meet everybody here. And I guess, I don't know what I can tell you, but what I have, you know, I've been in the rental business before all my life pretty much, and whenever I purchased the little thing, it was six little cabins for sure down there, I assumed that it had been like a nightly rental or a motel or something in the beginning. I didn't know anything about it. I just purchased it and then found out later that it had been, I guess, rezoned to the not residential only. And I purchased it from Judy Vaughn. So we went in there, my son and I, and we remodeled all the existing properties completely to the new everything, roofs, electrical, plumbing, everything there, like brand new. But I was under my assumption, when I purchased it, it was like that night, monthly rental, and I had, they had, you know, not very, were unable to get good people in there by the month whenever you've got a 400 square foot house. You're not going to find too many people that are looking to stay for a long time or that have a good job and all that. What I ended up with there when I purchased it was with a bunch of people that were kind of, it wasn't Section 8, but similar to what a Section 8 rental house would be. And so when we get all done, and I'm to the point now where if I could get a zoning for nightly rental, the next thing I would need to do, of course, is do the fire department and all that, but for myself, I have to put the furniture and the dishes and all the goods in there for the people. And so I knew that I had to, at this point, find out whether or not I'm going to be able to do that before I invest a lot more money in that, because if I put all that stuff in there and then have to rent by the month, I'll have a lot of problems. They'll just steal all my stuff and tear it all out, which would be unnecessary for me to do it by the month. But I don't know what else I could tell someone other than I have no intentions of doing anything that wouldn't be on the up and up, and I'm not going to, you know, if someone comes there and they're a problem, even if they're a problem for one night, I won't be the kind of guy that overlooks that and stands for it. I've been in the rental business all my life. Like I say, I know how to handle problems. And I'm easy to get along with, and if people come to me and talk to me, if they do have a problem with something, I'll be sure to work it out. I sure will.
Are you going to be close by or on site?
Yes. Right now, I'm in the process of building a real house there for myself. I had one cabin at the end there that wasn't remodeled yet, so I pulled the permit to build a new house there. And I took the old house down, and we are digging out for the basement and putting the footings and foundations and stuff in now to build about a 1,200 or 1,500 square foot single story house that will match the other, the whole thing, if you could see the pictures now, it's all a rough sod cedar, kind of an outdoorsy looking atmosphere that I'm trying to make. I'm trying to, you know, I'm a kind of a picky guy myself about things, and I want it to really, you know, look nice and want to keep it up nice too. we keep things mowed we don't allow anything to get out of hand at any properties I own anywhere. Like things to be nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have any questions on the board?
Is this all on one well, you say?
Yes. No. No, it's on two wells. These six little cabins are on a well, and then there's another well up there for, if anybody, I don't even remember it. I've been around here since I was a kid, too, but the slab there, that was the old Willie Oaks restaurant and all that a lady owned. A lot of people came there. It was well known across the whole state or even further. People came from all over to go there. And there's a swimming pool there. And there was more cabins. And it burned in 94. And so I have put back the cabins that are fixable, built a building on the restaurant slab, and have the pool back open.
So there's another water supply for the up there?
Another water supply for up there, and it's actually a big commercial well in a way, 600 foot deep. It's got a 1,000-gallon pressure tank and all for the swimming pool and restaurant that was there in the past. And
it's a state-approved well?
I don't know about that, sir. I'm not familiar with what that would be. But
I think you're going to be required, if you do nightly rental, to have a state-approved well water supply on it.
In other words, going to have the water tested and then turn those records in and all that. I'm familiar with when you have, I think in some places, it's based on the number of people that are on the well. Like if you are...
Ordinarily speaking now, if you do a new... You get three houses per well.
Well, there we go. So I will
but
have
not
to...
Not all that way, I'm not telling
well,
you.
Well, I'm just saying. And I am here to tell you that if that's what it takes, I'll do it. You know what I mean? If we have to have the water...
It sounds like it might be doable if you have the bigger well up there.
Yeah.
And deeper well and larger capacity on that thing. Just be a matter of going through the process.
On the other little well down there with the existing six cabins, I actually have three neighbors that have water rights to my well there also.
Yeah.
So that's, I have already got three people that are, on the well along with what I'm wanting to do too on that lower well. But that's what I can tell you that I know.
Anyone else?
So the lots up above, are you planning on, you're planning on cabins on those?
Well, sir, the answer, I guess, is yes. If I was to get the zoning for it and that I can rent out the ones that I have and I'm successful, I would be more interested in expanding.
So you don't have a traffic, I mean, like what you're planning on doing with traffic coming onto like at Rogers Road or that other road or anything yet?
I don't think that I would have a traffic issue. There's two houses on the Rogers Road that are their driveways. There's one that's in, so there's three. That actually other people use that road, and then there's no other but me on that middle Miller Road, and then the other Miller Road there are some trailers there that I guess there's a little group of people up there. There's 13 trailers. I don't know how that really works. I know they're on the 13 people are on that well. And that Richard, my neighbor across the old man, the well is in his yard, and so I know about him more,